committed to carry the sentence. John pointed beyond himself. He was called to bear witness to Jesus. His message is uncompromising, a positive presentation of the moral standards of God. Using different methods and speaking in different idioms, Isaiah and John the Baptizer tell us who Jesus Christ is, how he will act, what results will ensue, and how we are to behave in this period of preparing for his coming. St. Paul suggests the starting point, patient courage to live in harmony with one another, according to the Spirit of Jesus, in imitation of Christ. Scripture demonstrates not that God's way is ever an easy way, but in the end, it's the only way to everything that makes life worthwhile, in time and in eternity. The Christian fellowship should be marked by hope. The Christ event came as the culmination of almost 4,000 years of faith-filled history, in which hope was never relinquished. And in 2,000 years, the Christian hope has seen everything and endured everything, and still has not despaired, because it believes in God. Our hope in the way God acts, including the way he acts through and among us. We rely on the scriptural evidence of God's faithful help to those who refuse to give up, and urges that the same friendly treatment be given to others. The same God who is the source of our scriptures now offers the possibility of harmony and agreement after the manner of Christ. In this awareness, all made together and in unity praise God. When the Christian faith that God has fulfilled his promise in sending his Son Jesus Christ is kindled, it raises hope. And like the people of the Old Testament, an existence geared to the future. God became man, not so that he might be with us, but so that we might be with him. The incarnation radically transforms the history of the world and the personal history of each one of us. Therefore, each of us must measure up to God's plan and play his or her proper role. The incarnation is the starting point of our divinization. Faith gives substance to our hopes and makes us certain of realities we do not see. The task of our age is to acquire a real vision, a reality, so that we can hold on to the essential, that imperiled by imprudent neglect. We must produce the fruits in conversion finds expression. The reign of God is at hand. It may well be that there have been times when the church was too occupied in telling us what not to do, and too little occupied in setting before us the height of the Christian ideal. The reign of God is at hand. The voice crying out of the desert will echo until the end of time. Its conversion will always be necessary. It is not enough to just belong to a Christian people. And if disciples seem, if discipline seems to be tough at times, that is what your brothers and sisters give each other a hand. Conversion is not only a cure and the regaining of certain psychological balance. It gives, above all, the possibility of taking our place once again in the concert of praise that rises from creation to the glory of God. Advent is the season of Christian optimism. Christ, the center of all hope, has been uncovered. He demands that we make him known. While Christians do not build each other up in hope, while burning on a follow characteristic of our society, and peace and well-being, the prophet's warnings of doom to come, and his call to the remnant to care to repent and prepare a highway.